Please lie on your back. So take a moment to settle and make yourself feel comfortable. If you feel your head is not in a good position, you might want to put a little pillow below your head, underneath your head, so that your head rests comfortably. And just check in and see how you're noticing yourself, how you're perceiving yourself. And do a little body journey, a little body scan. And perhaps you can focus on the area around your lower back and around your abdomen and your pelvis and your hip joints. And notice how you're breathing. Perhaps you can send your breath into your tummy comfortably and pleasurably, massaging your organs with your breath, breathing into the tummy and letting the tummy release on the out breath. And now put both feet up to standing in kind of a comfortable hip wide position, or could also be shoulder wide. And interlace your fingers and take hold of your knee, of your right knee, just your right knee, and draw your right knee a few times towards your chest and then let it come away from the chest, as if you're hugging yourself, or as if you're hugging your best friend in a very kind and comfortable way. And begin to notice how you're breathing while you're doing this. And for most of us, we breathe out when we pull the knee towards the chest and allow the knee to come away from the chest when we're breathing in. Notice how this affects your lower back and your pelvis, and perhaps you can allow your lower back to release more into the floor when you're hugging your knee. Next time you bring your knee towards your chest, just hold it there and gently lengthen your left leg out long. Is that possible? And then continue the same activity of pulling the knee with your hands without much force towards your chest and away from your chest. And notice, what are you noticing around your left leg and your left hip? Notice how there's a little pull in the left hip socket while you are drawing the knee towards the chest and away from the chest. Very gently just hold on to the knee, and now rock the knee towards the right shoulder and away from the right shoulder. Towards the right shoulder and away from the right shoulder, down towards your hip. That's it. Towards your middle and away from your middle. And what would be the difference if you were to hug yourself by pulling the knee not towards the right shoulder but towards the left shoulder? Very gentle. Can you feel the difference? Compare the differences. A couple of times, pull your knee gently towards your right shoulder and then gently towards your left shoulder. Two more times, maybe, also towards your right shoulder. And notice how differently your lower back is being pulled and stirred and opened. And then perhaps explore a few places in between the right and in between the left shoulder, somewhere around the right side of the face, somewhere around the left side of the face. Perhaps there are some places in the lower back that need to be ironed out and softened. And then what if you were to make a little circle with your knee here, to stir with your thigh bone in your middle, as if you're stirring through a big rice bowl. Very gentle, very easy. And notice when you're going out to the right, what happens to your left shoulder and your left side of the ribs. And can you reverse that circle? Maybe make it a little smaller, a little gentler. And then let that go and lengthen both legs long. Take a moment to rest with both legs long. And take some time to take stock again. What's different now in the way you're resting on the floor, in the way you're breathing? And what's the difference between your perception of your right hip and your right side of the lower back compared to the left one? And the difference between the right leg and the left one, the right shoulder and the left shoulder, the right side of the ribs and the left side of the ribs. And now put both feet up to standing again. Interlace your fingers again and take hold of the left knee. And can you embrace yourself and hug yourself with hugging the knee towards your chest, synchronizing that with your breathing, comfortably breathing in and out, pulling the knee towards the chest and away from the chest. And explore different ways of doing that, different speed, different direction. Maybe you can hug more towards your left shoulder or towards your right shoulder. Gently going back and forth. And find out what you need to ease out your back, to soften your middle. And then try this with your right leg long. How is that different when your right leg is just resting long on the floor? Notice what happens in your right knee when you're pulling the left knee towards your chest. And how could this whole rocking and pulling activity be more pleasurable, more comfortable? And when you're ready, start making a circle with your left knee, as if you're stirring through a wonderful bowl of rice, softening your back, massaging your abdomen, your lower back, maybe making the circle a little bit bigger or a bit smaller. And then you might want to reverse the circle. And see what's involved, how are your arms involved, how's your breath involved, how are your elbows involved, your shoulders. And is there anything in your neck and in your chest that you could let go of while you're circling and perhaps reversing the circle of this gentle hug? And then make this circle your final exploration of circling, and then release that leg back long and take a moment to notice again how you're perceiving yourself. What sort of image have we constructed through movement? Can you notice the areas around your center, your abdomen, your hip joints, your tummy, your lower back, your pelvic floor? And how do you notice your legs softening and lengthening away from your middle? How do you feel your hands and arms lengthening away from your torso, your shoulder girdle, your ribs? And you might perhaps notice the length of the spine from the tailbone into the skull, enjoying this beautiful sensation of completeness and connection. In your own time, take a little bit more to enjoy these sensations, and then allow your head to roll from side to side, at first with your eyes open, eyes closed, and then with your eyes open. And in your own time, over the next minute or two, find your way to come to sitting and come to standing.